Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on.
Inner Sight Frolics, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion.
Come on.
The funny Inner Sight.
Oh, that's Laurel and Hardy, darn it. I'm sorry.
Stop talking so much.
Oh.
Do it without talking. Well, I think I'm going to watch a little television and relax and take it easy since I'm retired. Grady, what are you doing sitting around? You're supposed to be helping me with the work. Well, I took a break, see, because I need a break. I gotta take care of my arthritis. Arthritis? I didn't know you had arthritis. Well, I didn't know it either until 2 minutes ago. Oh, it hurts me. Oh, it hurts me right there. Right where? Right where I gotta sit down. That's where it, when I sit down, it feels better. That's my arthritis. Will you cut that out? Your father left me in charge. Now, don't be throwing any wild parties in here. No girls allowed. What? What do you mean no girls allowed? I'm allowed to have a date. Oh, no, you don't. Not with me here, you won't. I got my water gun all ready to go. Will you stop that?
His water gun.
And besides, we're going to have company. Company? Who? Yeah. My cousin Emma is coming over from Baltimore. Hmm? Cousin Emma? Wait a minute. Who invited her? Well, I didn't invite her. Well, who did? Cousin Emma. Cousin Emma invited Cousin Emma.
Yeah.
Now you got it. See? See how smart you can get if you listen to Grady Wilson? Will you stop that? Cousin Emma. Oh, yeah, she's going to help us. She's going to do all the housework and the cooking and the shopping and the marketing. And I'll be able to sit around and take it easy and live the life of leisure. What? And who's going to do all the work around here?
Mm-hmm.
I know, Cousin Emma. Oh, yeah, she's gonna help us. As a matter of fact, she should be here any minute.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
There's the door. I'll bet you that's Cousin Emma now. Oh, hi, Cousin Emma. So good to see you. Oh, hello there. Hi, Grady. And you must be Little Lamont. I'm not Little Lamont no more. I'm grown up now. Oh, now you Big Lamont. Yeah. Well, I'm so tired from my trip. I got to go and take a nap. That bus was horrible. There was some woman on that bus fighting with another lady. Yeah, they were. That one woman, she was ripping up all that paper in the back, And this lady trying to sleep, and she says, "Will you stop crinkling that paper? What's wrong with you? You're out of your mind." And the other lady started yelling at her, and the bus driver said, "If you ladies don't stop fighting, I'm going to have to put you off the bus in the middle of nowhere on the highway." So the other lady said, See now you got me in trouble. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting off on no highway. I'm scared of the dark."
There you go.
Oh, I'm sorry you had a hard trip, Cousin Emma. But now you're here. Don't worry. Just go upstairs and take the first room on the left. Wait a minute. That's my room. Oh, thank you so much, Little Lamont. Will you... Little Lamont. I don't know about this, Grady. Coming in here, taking my room. Where am I going to sleep? Don't worry. I got a tent in the backyard. What? I ain't sleeping in no backyard. What's wrong with you? Hey, yeah. Before I go to sleep, I want you to know that tomorrow morning when I wake up, I'm going to fix you a nice breakfast. Yeah. Bacon. You like bacon and eggs and pancakes and home fries? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I go for all that. Maple syrup with pancakes. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Cousin Emma. See, Lamont, I told you she was going to help us. Yeah, well, when I see it, I believe it.
That's right.
Well, I got to go to work, Grady. Oh, by the way, where's that big breakfast? In the kitchen? Where's Cousin Emma? Asleep? Sleep? I thought she was going to make the breakfast and the bacon and the eggs and everything. Where is it? Oh, I'm so tired from my trip. I'll see you later. I got to go back to sleep. I think that Cousin Emma's a gold bricker. You know what that is? Yeah, I know what a gold bricker. She's not a gold bricker. She might be a breaker of gold, but she's not a gold bricker. Yeah. I gotta go now. I'm so tired. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Oh, Cousin Emma, you gonna fix us the breakfast? Oh, maybe later. I gotta get some rest. Yeah, I'm too worn out from that bus trip. That was horrible.
Yeah.
Hey, Grady. Look, what happened, man? How come that refrigerator door is open? I don't know.
Yeah.
Grady, look. Somebody took all our food. We got no food in the refrigerator. Now, who could have done that? It wasn't me. I know it wasn't you. Wait a minute. I know who did it. It was her.
Uh-oh.
Who? Her. Who? Will you stop saying that? Her. Cousin Emma. She took all our food. I bet she left town, too. Left town? No, she didn't leave. She's still here.
Yeah.
Oh, I was out all day walking around. And Cousin Emma, what'd you do with all that food? Oh, I was so hungry for my trip, I couldn't stop eating it.
Yeah.
You ate all that food?
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. I got a big appetite. Well, I'll see you later. I got to go to sleep now. see that, Grady? She ate our food. Now she's going. I told you she was a gold bricker. Now how are we going to get rid of her? I don't know, Lamont. Wait a minute. I got an idea. Yeah, your idea is what brought her here in the first place. I got a good idea. Wait a minute. You ever hear the junkyard itch? The what?
Yeah.
The junkyard itch. Junkyard itch, what's that? That's a horrible disease. When you get it, you can't stop itching. And you could go out of your mind from it.
Yeah.
I got the junkyard itch. Come on, Lamont. Start scratching. Make believe you got it, too. I got it, Grady. Grady, I got the junkyard itch. I can't stand it. Help me, Grady. What am I going to do? There's only one way to get rid of it. What? You got to lay in the bathtub full of lard. Lard? What's all that noise down here? I can't sleep. My cousin Emma, don't come near me because I got it.
Got what?
I got the junkyard itch.
The junkyard itch?
Yeah, it's horrible. It's a horrible disease that usually affects boxers.
Boxers? I'm no boxer.
Well, you look more like a cocker spaniel to me.
What? Oh, no, I gotta get out of here. I'm very allergic. I don't want to get no junkyard itch. I'm getting out of here, huh? Goodbye.
It worked, Lamont. We got rid of her. Junkyard itch. I wonder if there's such a thing as the junkyard itch. A real disease. Probably caused by the vaccination today. It's a junkyard itch. Hey, Inner Sight, we got Louie coming up later. Jimmy Dinigan in school, and tonight we're going to tell you how Jimmy got a crush on the teacher. Yeah, you know, did you ever get a crush on your teacher when you were a kid? It happened all the time, you know. Yeah. And Jimmy got a crush on Miss Ma. Oh, and he was so annoying that she had to send him down to the principal. So with, you know, and Janie was starting in and everything else. But we'll tell you, it's coming up. And we got, Bobby Roman will be here from Skew. Bobby Roman and complaining about his nose is too big. All right. Complaining about his feet and his nose and complaining he doesn't like the way he looks. So Bobby Roman will be here and I don't know, maybe Gabriel with all his crazy stuff. And we got Laura Hardy coming up. Inner Sight. Yeah, check the Suffolk County News. See the pictures of my guide dog out there. You know, and the work that she does and the recognition of that work. The Suffolk County News. All right. Inner Sight around the world. Engineer, are you there? Hello? All right, Intersight, brought to you by the Big East Cicada Rescue. The little bear, Akita. Great, great dog. You want to see a picture of a great Akita doing a great job? Look at the pictures in the Suffolk County News. And you'll see it in the captions and the pictures. All right, right online. Tom Driven, New Jersey, 609-388-7004, Big East Akita Rescue. .org. All right, sorry about that, folks. We had to break the station. Intersight, brought to you by the people that can give you dog food, cat food, and my buddy Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. That's the place to call. You need dog food, cat food. 631-484-3085 is the phone number. Talk to Gary. All right. And let's see. What else we got? All the beautiful children of the world. Got an email today from a group of parents who got together and are very worried about the schools and the children getting sick in the schools. You know. And I answered it. I don't know if they're going to get my response, but got to get the immune system up. The only way to keep healthy and have a better chance to get rid of virus. All right. All right. Intersight. And let's see. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, and Little Tommy, Baby Royalty. Some of them have passed away. Go an extra mile for a child, is the Intersight saying and reminding you to do it. Hey, Kennedy Realty, my buddy in Islip, New York. Want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy at 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty. Check them out. Intersight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Intersight frolics tonight. And I don't know where the engineer is, but I don't know if we're going to be able to get any phone calls. Probably won't be able to get Louie in here. Our engineer skipped out on us or something. All right, Intersight. and the Frolics. Hey, engineer, are you there? Can you get me some Lauren Hardy music? Hello? Hello? Engineer? Oh. Craziest show I ever did in my life. Where the engineer falls asleep on the show. All right, Inner Sight. And due to technical difficulties and more, we have no music tonight. So you got to make believe. Make believe that there's music. All right. Well, here's another fine mess you've gotten me into. Well, I didn't mean to do it. I can't help it if I was trying to cook dinner and the stove blew up. It's not my fault, you know. Something outside in the street must have backfired, and me brain went cuckoo. Your brain is always cuckoo. Well, that's what me mother used to say, but I don't know. I feel pretty good, Ollie. You feel pretty good. Well, look at the mess you made. Now, what are we going to do for dinner? Oh, well, why don't we go down the corner and try to get a meal? Down the corner. How are we going to get a meal? We haven't got any money. Well, I saw a television show one time, and the fellow went and had no money, and he went into the restaurant, and he sat down, and, oh, he ate a fine meal, and he had something to drink and all that, and a steak, a big steak and everything, and baked potato, and hash browns and salad and everything. What happened? Well, when the fella came around with the bill, and he said, oh, here's your bill, sir, that'll be $10.98. And then he said, well, thank you, boys. I haven't got any money. And they said, what? What do you mean you haven't got any money? I got to get the manager. And the fella come over and he gets the manager. He says, pardon me, sir. You owe us $10.98. And he said, well, I haven't got any money. And next week I'll have money. What do you mean next week? You have to pay us now, not next week. Well, and then another fella came over, a big fat fella like you. What? How dare you? Yeah, that's what he said. How dare you? And he took him by the collar and he threw him out and he said, don't you ever come back in here again. Oh, no. You mean to tell me that you want me to go down to that place on the corner and eat dinner and not pay for it? Well, you got to eat, don't you? I mean, I don't eat that much. You know, and you can just have a little salad and you'll be all right. A little salad? I'm starving to death. Little salad. Well, what else are we going to do? Come on, let's go. We gotta try it. Good evening, gentlemen. A table for two? No, a table for three. Three? What do you mean? Well, he takes up two chairs. Well, you cut that out. Table for three. We'll have a table for two. Right this way. Now, here's the menu. What would you like? Well, I'll take four hamburgers, three pizza pies, a bowl of spaghetti, and some meatballs, and hold the gravy. Hold the gravy? What would you like? I'll have everything he's having, plus the entree of the steak delight. All right. Are you going to have other people coming here? That's a lot of food. Oh, no, we don't need anybody else. We can eat it all ourselves. Well, I never. And you probably never will. Don't insult the man. Well, here's your spaghetti. Here's your food. Here's the pizza. Boy, look at that steak. I'm hungry. Well, that certainly was a good meal. Yeah. You boys ready to pay up? Well, he is. I'm not. What do you mean you're not? He is. Well, he'll pay up, but I can't. What is this? What do you mean he can't pay up, but you will and he can't? Well, he said he wouldn't, but I would, but I don't want to because I have to, but I don't know if I can. What are you talking about? Ask him. Have you got any money? Let's see. 3 cents and two Indian head pennies. 3 cents? You owe us $25. I haven't got $25. Would you take the three pennies on account? On account of what? On account of having got any more money. Get him out of here. Get out. Get him out. Throw him out. Don't ever come back to this place again. I'll have you arrested. Get him out. Ah! Woo. All right. In a sight. Frolic. No phone. The engineer died. We'll have to get Bobby Roman to be the engineer. Oh, I do it all, man. I do it. I'm the engineer. Yeah, I could do it. You want me to be engineer? Yeah, man. I learned how to do it in school. When I was in school, I learned how to do it. I used to do it all the time, man. I just seen all the girls I had. Yeah, oh, they were crazy for me. They were running all around, screaming, yelling. Yeah, one girl loved me so much, she said, stay away from me. You look stupid. You're ugly. Yeah, man, I used to have this cool hat. I wore a birthday hat. Birthday, a high hat, all different colors, man. Yeah, I came to school and said, is today your birthday, Bobby? No, it's not my birthday. You like my hat? Now I got to sit in the corner like a dummy. Because I got this hat on. Yeah, in school. I learned a lot in school. If you learned a lot in school, how come you're so stupid? Hey, man, I'm not stupid. I know how to do it. I could be the engineer. Yeah, I'll do it, yeah. What do I have to do? Don't you know? Well, yeah, I know, but just remind me what I got to do. I got to put the show on. And, what button do I push? Don't push any buttons. Now just get out of here and be quiet. Take that hat with you. Bobby Roman. All right. I'll go back to school. Get out of here. I gotta go to the bathroom. To the bathroom. All right, in a sight. And the crazy frolic and all the stuff. Let's see, we're on television. Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, on the Spirit Channel. It comes on Channel 3, on the Spirit Channel 3. 1997 on the Manhattan Neighborhood Network. All right. 11 o'clock Wednesday night. 11 o'clock in the night, yeah. Hey, Altice, see us out here on Long Island, 7:30. Channel 20 on 7:30 Thursday night. All right, this is the crazy frolic. We do weird, stupid, crazy things on here. We take the old skits and try to bring them back. You know, a little modern day touch with it. You know? All right, Inner Sight and yeah. I wonder how many people out there hate their mother-in-law. I bet there's a lot of people who can't stand their mother or their mother-in-law. Well, we have the solution, see? What you do is you make a record. A recording. See? And you send it to your mother-in-law. You want to keep her away from your house, see? A good way to do it is make a recording, you know, and send it to her. Now, here's an example of how you could do that, what you would say, you know. Hello, Ma. Yeah. I didn't want you to come over here, Ma. There's a lot of trouble, and this is a bad neighborhood. You might get hurt, see? I don't want you to come over here. No. And besides, we're very busy, and we don't have time to really do anything, see? So, the last time you came over here, Ma, you really aggravated the hell out of me. I mean, you know, I had to go to the doctor. I got 15 tranquilizers, and none of them worked. I had to throw them all down the toilet bowl, and the toilet got all clogged up, and I had to call a plumber. Yeah. And the plumber went in the bathroom and started taking the tranquilizers, and he got high. So listen, Ma, don't come over here. I know you can't help it. You were born that way. You were born irritable and out of whack. You know, you can't help it, Ma. You'll always be that way. We all know that. You're no good, Ma. Just don't come over here. You're a blob, Ma. And send that to your mother. Or your mother-in-law. Blob, Ma. Woo. You want to get rid of your mother. Especially if she's living on the floor. Don't get her. Yeah, imagine if your mother lived on the floor and she and she's still smoking cigarettes and she was, you know, she wasn't feeling that good and she's living on the floor. She's got sores on her ass.
Woo!
You know, you call her up, see how she is, and you go, she goes, he goes, I'm married. Don't worry about me, I'm all right. I can't get up off the floor, but I'm all right. Yeah. I don't want to go to the hospital. I hate hospitals. They're all no good. They're going to make me worse. Yeah. Yeah, don't worry about me. I'm all right.
You don't want your mother coming to your house, especially if she lives on the floor. She's dirty. A dirty mother.
Woo!
All right, in a sight. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but that's a true story, by the way. A lot of these things we say are true for life. You know, things that happened when we were kids and all that, like the time I was riding my bike, see? I couldn't see. I was riding the bike and I couldn't see good. You know that? The only way I could tell if somebody was there, if I was right next to them, and by the time I got right next to them, I hit them because they were, I couldn't stop. So one day I'm riding my bike, see, I'm going by the, we had a vacant lot down, I think every neighborhood in Brooklyn had a vacant lot, you know. And everybody would throw everything in there. And people would bring their dogs over there to take a crap, you know. So I'm riding my bike, see. And this woman's walking, and she was kind of wobbly. I don't know, maybe she was on some drugs or something, you know. She's wobbling along like a duck. And I thought I saw something, but I wasn't sure. You know, because I'm blind. I got real close. A little light in the left eye, but, you know, time you see the thing, it's too late. So I get real close to this woman, and I try to stop, and boom, I hit her. She falls into the lot. In a pile of crap. And you go, what's wrong with you? You crazy? What the hell? You hit me? What's wrong with you? You coming on? You shouldn't be riding no bike on the sidewalk. What's the matter with you? Where you live? I'm going to tell your mother. I said, lady, please. Please, lady, I couldn't help it. I'm blind. And she goes, what? You blind, you riding a bike, you stupid ass. I said, lady, look what you did to my bike. It's all bent. And she's I said, lady, don't come near me, you smell.
Woo!
That's a true story, folks. I felt bad for her. I mean, I apologized, but, you know, it was too late by the time I hit her and all that. I mean, thank God she wasn't seriously hurt. She just smelled a lot. All right, in a sight. Jimmy Dinigan's coming up. Wants to marry Miss Ma. Holy jeez. Jimmy Dinigan. The disabled friendly philosopher, yeah. Apologize, we can't get Louie in. The engineer had an attack. Anyway. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. With a word to the wise. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch the vaccination by the toe. If my mother has hollers, let me go. Which one don't you know? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I think people should do eeny, meeny, miny, moe when picking out a vaccine. That's the best way to do it. That way, you can only die once. Did you hear about the fellow that came out with the vaccine today? And they said it keeps most people away from the hospital. Yeah, you know why? Because they wind up in the graveyard. They didn't tell you that. And then they said it's got minimal side effects. Yeah. One of which is you dry up and your wife leaves you because you can't do it. Minimal. What does that mean, minimal side effect? But isn't it funny? They said minimal side effects, but I don't think they don't tell you what the side effects were. Or maybe they tell you if you read the whole story. I only heard the headline. Yeah. So now they want to give this stuff to older people. I'm so glad I'm young. I'll never get old, so I'll never take it. Yeah. Now, how about the children in school? Oh, I got the big email from the parents group. They didn't send the little ones to school today. They kept all of them home from school October 1st to protest the fact that the government and the medical people don't protect the schools from the virus. Well, how are they going to protect the schools? They couldn't even protect the nation. You expect them to protect the school? What's the matter with you? I know what they need. They need dogs. Get dogs in the school and let them smell the virus. And maybe while they're doing that, they'll straighten out a couple of those stupid teachers. Take a bite out of their ass. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we need. Dogs in the school to detect the virus. Yeah, and people will be happier. And get the immune system booster. Get that booster for the immune system. Yeah. Take the other stuff and kick them right in the ass and get them out.
Get them out. Don't take that. Don't take that stuff. That's a quote from Dr. Harold. Don't take it, no.
All right, in a sight around the world with the frolics. And let's see. My time went off. What happened to my time? Wait a minute. I got to see if I can check the time. Excuse me, folks. Stand by. We got Jimmy Dinigan coming up. And we're going to tell you about how he wanted to marry Miss Ma. Yeah. One day, you know, I go to school, regular. I get off the school bus. Jimmy's on the bus. And he said to me, Frankie! Frankie!
don't you love Miss Ma? I said, what? I don't love Miss Ma. She's all right, but I don't love her.
I'm in love with Miss Ma. I'm going to marry her.
I said, Jimmy, you better not say that in school.
Why not?
You're going to get in trouble.
I'm not getting in trouble. There's nothing wrong with me to marry. I told my father, he said, you can't get married. You're too little. I said, I don't care. I love Miss Ma. I get married, and she cook dinner for me, make the dinner.
Jimmy, get in that school and behave yourself. You're going to get in trouble. So we go in to the school, and, you know, we're sitting down, we're doing our work, whatever it is, math or whatever, you know. And all of a sudden, the way Jimmy's style was to just disrupt everything and bust out into some crazy frenzy, you know, whatever was in his mind, you know. So all of a sudden he gets that.
Miss Ma, I love you, I marry you. Miss Ma, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Miss Ma, I marry you.
And she goes, Jimmy, sit down. What is wrong with you?
I love you.
He runs up to the front of the class, and he hides behind the flag. See, we had a flag, and he's hiding, and every once in a while, he peeks at Miss Ma, I love you, I love you. And he wrapped himself in the flag. And she said, Jimmy, get away from that flag. Go and sit down. And then Janie says, Jimmy, you can't marry Miss Ma. She's too old for you. Janie, keep still.
Miss Ma, not old. She's young. She's got pretty hair. I'll marry her. I'll marry Miss Ma. She's nice.
And then McElroy, the tapper, you know, he's tapping on the desk with his fingers. He says, I'll be the best man. And Miss Ma says, Joe, keep quiet. And this goes on, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. And finally, Miss Ma can't take it anymore. She says, Jimmy, take this note and go down to see Mr. Kramer right now.
I want to see Mr. Kramer. I'll marry you. I love you. I love you, Miss Ma. I love you. I marry. I can sing you the Pale Ginger Ale song all the time. Jimmy, don't you dare.
He's going out the door. He goes,
Pale Ginger Ale, Pale Ginger Ale, David O'Neill.
So he goes down to Kramer. You know, Kramer was in the basement. I don't know why he has an office downstairs in the basement. And I don't know, I always got the feeling that Kramer was hiding. Kind of reminds me of Joe Biden. I signed the paper. Now I got to go to sleep. Yeah. Don't worry, Joe. If you're disabled, call us. We'll help you. So Kramer was hiding in the basement, see. Jimmy goes down there with a note. Miss Ma wrote a note. Jimmy couldn't read it. So he hands Kramer this note, and Kramer reads the note, and he lets out a yell. And Jimmy says,
oh, hey, Mr. Kramer, you all right? You Mr. Kramer had a heart attack. You all right? You want me to call an ambulance? No, I said, Jimmy, sit down.
What is this business? You're in love with Miss Ma, you want to marry her. What kind of a thing? You're supposed to be in school to do your work, not to say silly things like this.
Oh, I can't help it. I'm not in love with mine. I'm crazy about her. She's pretty.
Well, I know, but you can't marry her.
Why not?
Well, first of all, she's already married.
I don't care. I get rid of him. Get rid of him, Mr. Kramer. I don't like him. Get rid of him. Yeah, throw him out. Throw him out of the house. I gotta go in.
Jimmy. You can't do that. It doesn't work like that. Now, when you grow up, you'll meet a nice girl, you know, who feels like you the way you feel about her, and you'll be able to get married.
I don't want a nice girl. I want Miss Ma. I don't want to grow up. I want to stay like this forever. I like this. I like it like this. Can I stay with Miss Ma's class forever?
No, you can't. Now go back upstairs and sit down and just do your work.
I don't want to get my way. I want to marry Miss Ma.
And then he went back up. And McElroy, you know, the tapper, he's still saying, well, when's the wedding? Smart says, Joe, be quiet. You know. So, there you have it, folks. Dinigan and his shenanigans. Wanting to marry Miss Moore.
Uh-oh.
Who's that?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're there? Where were you before?
Where was I?
Playing music.
Oh, I've been here.
Yeah, right. You weren't there. I called you 3-4 times.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't respond. Anyway, see if Louie's on the line.
Okay, let's see. Hold on.
Louie Rivera, folks. Oh, happy birthday to Sergeant.
No, yeah, that's right. It's today.
Rivera. 90, wow.
Can you imagine living that long? Oh.
90 yeah, years old, Rivera Sr.
Yeah.
Ex-sergeant of the NYPD.
That's right.
All right. You got Louie?
Yep, hold on. I'm pressing to see if he's here. Hold on. And it's not letting me do it. It's not doing it, Frank. Hold on.
All right. Do we have any phone calls?
I don't know because it's not refreshing it. That's the problem.
Oh.
All right? So give me a second. Yeah. Give me a second. I'm just waiting. Okay. Oh, come on.
We'll be on Monday, mad or glad.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay,
Inside
got it. Finally.
Wallets.
Finally.
Tonight.
Oh. Okay. We have some calls. We have Louie. I'd like to, squeeze him in, please.
Yeah, get Louie in there.
Yeah, I'd like to. Hold on, here he is.
Louie the Lip on Inner Sight.
Here he is. Louie.
Hello.
Hey.
Yo.
Here he is.
Hey. Guys, I'd like to say thank you, wishing my father a happy 90th birthday, Louie Rivera
90th.
Sr.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy birthday.
Oh, God bless him.
Yeah, I think we'll go to eat tomorrow, go to Applebee's, or go to an Italian restaurant.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah, well, I don't drink too much wine.
No, about sangria.
Yeah. All right. So what's up? What's going on with the bathrooms?
What's the matter? Say it again. This is Jerry Lewis. I'm talking to the telephony here. Say that again from Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis, eh?
Yeah. What? Are you gonna? You gonna preach in front of the bathroom or what?
Yeah, I'm gonna find out that pretty blonde is in the with a swab in my hand for Rosanna Dana, and I'm looking for that chick that's in the bathroom. Get out of that bathroom, lady! I turn around, clean yourself up, wash yourself up, and give you a swab and give you a tickle.
Get all the ladies out so Louie can go in the bathroom.
How can I go to the bathroom at the same time? Hey, this is Jerry Lewis. I'm gonna. If you want to go to the bathroom, you guys will go one at a time. I can talk.
Right.
Hey, Louie, did you ever sneak into the ladies' room?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Did you ever sneak into the ladies' room?
Nah, I used my shade glasses.
Uh-oh.
You used your glasses?
Yeah, right now.
What do you mean by that?
I talked to Jerry Lewis, and then when we have a day, go to the bathroom, give him a glove drop, give him a cotton swab, and then kill the coronavirus.
There was a guy who put a ladder up against the wall and climbed up to see the window of the ladies' room.
Yeah.
They had to call the cops. And the cop says, get down from there or I'm removing this ladder.
Yeah, that's right. And then we go to Rosanna Dana SNL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And I tell Mama, yeah, what is it?
Okay, give us a little song. We got a few minutes left.
And it goes like this.
Okay.
Start spreading our news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a pot of red from Jerry Lewis. This the Martin Blues didn't give us any name. So I want to be a pot of red. Susan Taurasi, he's going to wake up with a love that never sleeps.
Yeah, right.
You're going to wake up.
I want a king on a hill. After the love drops, went to kissy kissy.
King of the hill.
I'm number one.
Top of the heap.
That's what you thought you said. These love drops blues. I'm not going to be today. These are all a part of it. All those Susan Taurasi. I'm gonna wake up. Evil there. Give a love drop. Evil there. It's up to you, Susan Taurasi.
Go to the bathroom. You cut that out. All right, folks. We'll see you on Monday. Thanks, Lou. Great song.
Thank you, Lou. You're awesome.
And thank you. Wish me happy 90th birthday.
Yeah. Who's 90? You?
My father.
Yeah, like that.
You were 90. All right. Inner Sight, thank you for listening. Hope you had a little fun, a little crazy stuff. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocate for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Look for the pictures of my guide dog online, Suffolk News. Click it on. Thank you for listening. Inner Sight, Frolic. Goodbye, world.
Good night, everyone. Good night.